This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, although tonight we're going to start by talking about the ongoing drama in Portland. Not Portland, Maine, which is closer to where we are here in New Hampshire, but Portland, Oregon, where once again the what they call Proud Boys and Antifa, a.k.a. anti-fascists,
supposedly,
purportedly, they are coming together once again to have themselves a fight. At least that's likely what is going to occur.
Yeah.
Ford Fisher, who we met actually in Vegas, who's a libertarian journalist, basically, he's actually been on the ground out there. He loves to just put himself into these situations. I've reached out to Ford to see if we can get him on tonight. I don't know if we'll be able to because he's got a helmet on and, basically armor.
Wow.
Because these two sides, these Proud Boys and the Antifa, they are not friendly to one another at all. This is not the first time that they have had conflict, and it's not the first time they've conflicted together in the city of Portland specifically. So this seems to be a bit of a flashpoint for these two groups to get together.
Well, Portland, like a lot of cities on the West Coast, is pretty liberal.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is a place where if you are right-leaning, you can certainly, if you hold a rally, then
you're going to get some attention.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we've had rallies here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's some liberal people, and nothing like this ever happens. But we're not right-wing either.
But you also don't attract the extremist types either.
Well, I mean, define extremist type.
I would say violent extremists.
By the way, it's Ian Riley and Chris here in the studio. I don't know if we did that at the beginning of the show, but we're here. We'll take your calls, your thoughts. Thankfully, the various different protests and such that have happened here in New Hampshire as part of the Liberty Movement have been relatively unopposed as far as violent lunatics are concerned. So, we've got it easy over here by comparison. We also don't have near the numbers as either of these two sides appear to have. I mean, we're talking about a group of probably mostly men, or certainly the Proud Boys are likely all male, and then the Antifa, probably more of a mix, but still probably likely mostly males, because those tend to be the types of people who are coming out looking for an opportunity to commence a beating on the other side. Now, according to tweets from Ford Fisher, he says, as of at least 3 hours ago, he has yet to witness any violence on either side. However, Chris, you say there have already been 13 arrests. That doesn't necessarily mean all 13 arrests were for violence.
Correct.
I know that the police apparently are seizing, according to the AP report here, seizing things that they believe could be used as weapons. So even flagpoles apparently are being prohibited in the various protest areas.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to see how the press portrays this stuff too. And
right.
And this is a rally, from what I understand, was organized by Patriot Prayer, and they are I don't know enough about them to say they're far right. To me, they look right wing. They go to places and they like to demonstrate in favor of free speech, and they have a right to do this.
And well, is that all they're in favor of? Because from what I understand about at least the Proud Boys, and we've talked about this Patriot Prayer group at least once in the past in relation to things that have gone on in Portland, and I'm not sure what the differences are between Patriot Prayer and Proud Boys. I suspect there's a lot of crossover between both of those groups, if there is much of a separation at all between them. But as I understand it, at least the Proud Boys, and please, if I'm wrong about this, please call in. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is just me going on memory of what we've talked about before, is the Proud Boys are supposedly proud of being Western and they like believe that a woman's place is in the kitchen and the, you know, the bedroom, that kind of thing.
So the old-fashioned misogynist type.
But everything I read about
the you could look at it that way.
Patriot Prayer, everybody who tries to tear them down, seems to point out that, well, they attract groups like the Proud Boys. They attract people like hell-shaking street preachers. And I'm having a hard time locating exactly what it is that Patriot Prayer is actually saying, or are they?
What do they stand for?
Yeah, are they inviting?
Well, they certainly sound religious, right? I mean, that's, they've got the name Prayer,
right?
Oh yeah.
So perhaps they're more of a religious right wing sect instead of the, like the Proud Boys. Maybe the Proud Boys aren't as you know, upfront religious. I'm somewhat speculating here.
I think I'd based on what I've seen, Proud Boys would fall into far right. From my estimation, I think these guys are going to be right wing. You know, definitely Trump supporters. They want to get some, make some noise. I don't know if everything's hard right, left, hard right, hard left, hard right. You know, it's just.
Which is really sad.
There are a lot of moderate people in the world.
Well, Riley, do you know anything about these groups?
I didn't get enough information on them before we started the show, so I don't know enough about them. But I just want to say that it's really sad that we have all these extremists coming out in force. It's like, what's going on here?
Well, that's what I want to know is, like, why are these people fighting so darn much? I just don't understand. It's just, I think people want an excuse to have conflict, you know, like, oh, this group that I hate is going out in the streets, so I need to go out and show people how much I hate them.
Yeah. And for Antifa certainly has made their share of right-wing haters. And basically for the left, they hate all groups that support Trump. That's all it takes to be considered far right wing.
Well,
in their eyes,
and you can argue that the Proud Boys / Patriot Prayer group, you know, are they going out there for the purpose of starting a fight? Are they hoping that by being there, that they will, you know, that somebody will throw a punch, somebody from Antifa will, you know, try to start something, and therefore give them the excuse to commence whatever beatdown they were hoping to do? Because in that case, they didn't start it, right? If Patriot Prayer shows up and they're, well, we're just here protesting, and somebody from Antifa comes up and throws a punch, well, then it's on, right?
Right. It becomes how far is either side going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Antifa seems to be willing to always let's have a fight. The Proud Boys, I don't know anything about Proud Boys. I don't know anything about these far right groups, but I'm just kind of going back over stories to see what they've actually done. And if you're yelling, if you're in the street yelling because you don't like somebody else's opinion, you got a right to yell. You don't have a right to beat somebody over the head.
Exactly.
And either side that does that is in the wrong, from a libertarian point of view.
All right. So according to now, the Patriot Prayer Group does have an official website. We'll see if we can pull up some information because, you know, I don't want to just necessarily rely on what Wikipedia says about it because that, you know, obviously can be edited by anybody, although that certainly is a fine place to get started. Patriot Prayer, it says here, join us, but it doesn't say anything about, you know, hey, this is what we believe, here's why you should join. It's just, like, the front page of the website is just a bunch of, like, news stories about them.
Right.
There's not really anything here about, you know, what we believe. At least if it's there, it's not jumping out at me. They do have a logo that says, God in Freedom, Courage and Faith, Patriot Prayer. So that's what they're, you know, if that gives you some idea of what these people might believe in. Their logo appears to be a lion with a crown of bloody looking thorns around its head. So is that like a Jesus reference?
Yes, it is a Jesus reference, as I understand it.
But it's on a lion.
Yeah.
So what's the relevance of the lion, I guess? They're big and tough.
I guess
kind
so.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. So right now, these two groups are in the streets in Portland. If you're out there and you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to join us. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you are a member of either of these groups, or maybe there's three different groups here at least, there's probably different subgroups in Antifa as well, would be my guess. If you want to share your perspective, why you're there, or if you didn't go, why not? 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We'll find out more about what's going on, and you can share your thoughts on anything on Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, without having to check in with anyone? Or are you stuck in a job, business, relationship, or marriage where you can't do what you want, where you're pretty much a glorified prisoner? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income under a flexible schedule and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And do you feel stuck in a job or relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. 2.0 alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or answer to anyone? To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack for free. Included 7 free books and a podcast, so you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack at freelifeinfo.com. That's freelifeinfo.com. As we continue talking about the Patriot Prayer Group versus Antifa in the streets right now in Portland, Oregon. And according to some research you've been doing online there, Chris, you found some allegations about the founder, Joey, of Patriot Prayer, who apparently has just been arrested earlier today. He turned himself into the police. Joey Gibson is his name. Now, according to OregonLive.com, they've arrested him not in relation to anything that he did today, but apparently charges linked to a May Day fight outside of a Portland bar. And I think we talked about that when that happened.
A woman was hurt in that. I don't know. I'm not seeing anything that says Patriot Prayer started violence against anybody else. They seem to hold these events, and they seem to be promoting free speech. Now, undoubtedly, people in Portland take this differently because they are pro-Trump. So if you have anything to say about Patriot Prayer, I'd love to hear it.
Maybe you've been involved before, or you're currently involved with them now. Maybe you are the opposition, and you want to tell us what you think they're really about. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So did you want to go through what the Wikipedia article says this guy believes? Because presumably his group would share some of those beliefs, even though it's not clear from the Patriot Prayer website what they actually believe in.
Right. So if you skip past the references to, him being alt-right and stuff like that, he says, and let me get back to his page, he says that he considers himself a moderate libertarian, but his organization has been described by the media as alt-right. There's a whole lot of that described by the media as alt-right.
Well, now, of course, the media doesn't really understand what libertarian is anyway, right?
No. So they paint libertarians as, they paint libertarians as maybe slightly conservative, something like that, I don't know.
They do have a tendency to do that, which is understandable given the Libertarian Party, which is one of the more visible aspects of the Libertarian movement, by no means the only aspect, but one of the more visible ones, has proffered in their last 3 election campaigns a former Republican, governor/representative. They had Bob Barr in 2008, who's awful. And then Gary Johnson in 2012 and 2016, who's a little less awful, but still
awful, yeah.
But still not libertarian.
And
so it's understandable why the media would look at the Libertarian Party and say, oh, yeah, there's some somewhat conservative people.
So Gibson ran for a U.S. Senate seat in Washington State. He lives in Washington State, right across the river from Portland.
Mm.
He describes himself as, quote, a moderate libertarian, and some of the positions that they've listed have to do with, immigration. He wants a pathway to citizenship for non-criminal illegal aliens. He supports decriminalization of marijuana.
I can get behind that one.
Same-sex marriage should be legal.
Yes.
Legal.
Yes.
Should be legal.
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't sound too right wing, you know. That sounds, it does sound a little bit libertarian.
He advocates for term limits for Congress, implementation of a national sales tax. It's a frequently proposed idea that if you do this, it'll be more fair.
We had a guy on during the Porcupine Freedom Festival who, well, not during the Porcupine, I guess during Forkfest. We had him on during Forkfest, and he is big time into the whole fair tax thing.
Yeah.
And I understand why, because he believes it's going to get rid of the income tax. I don't believe that it will. I don't think you can get that deal out of the government.
I don't think so either.
A politician will tell you it will.
Right.
He's in favor of abolition of the Internal Revenue Service. He wants to abolish the IRS as part of his national sales tax idea. He thinks that government is too much controlled by the pharmaceutical and healthcare industries. So
it's definitely highly influenced.
Yeah.
By them.
So, you know, again, when I look into this guy, and I could be completely wrong, it seems to be every article I read on him, it says, is known to or attended, you know, his rallies are attended by people that are more far right. I think the Proud Boys would probably describe themselves as a far right group.
Possibly so.
Yeah.
I don't know any Proud Boys, so I don't know who we would ask about that.
We need some Proud Boys to call.
Well, let's go. We got Bad Slave on the line here, and I guess he's been watching some footage from Portland right now. Go ahead, Bad Slave. You're calling from New Hampshire.
Yeah, thanks. And I've been kind of following them because I like Gavin McGinnis.
Now, who are you following?
Well, Gavin McGinnis, he was one of the founders.
Didn't he renounce himself from the Proud Boys recently?
Yeah, he left the Proud Boys. And, you know, I'm not even sure on the details.
Well, now, normally that only happens when somebody feels as though the organization they founded has strayed from its original core principles. I mean,
that may be the case. I don't know, but I'm looking at ProudBoysUSA.com. About us right now.
Okay.
And just a big box on the screen. It says, how to save America. Abolish prison. Give everyone a gun.
Hmm.
Legalize drugs and welfare. Close the borders. Venerate the housewife. Glorify the entrepreneur. Shut down the government. I think there's only one in there that's really negative in a libertarian standpoint.
Well, I mean,
closing the borders. And there
venerate
are
the housewife is something that's going to generate a lot of strong opinions.
Well, no, I mean, you know, the housewife is, if you expect that woman chose that life, then yes, that's the right answer.
Well, yeah, that's something that somebody wants to do, but I think these guys want, and thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave, these guys want, you know, that's all they want for women, from what I understand.
And they like them white.
Was that right?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Now, that's Proud Boys, not the Patriot Prayer, because isn't the Patriot Prayer sort of multi-ethnic?
Proud Boys.
More coming up here in a moment. It's 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in downtown Portland, Oregon have seized shields, metal clubs, and bear spray as hundreds of far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators swarm the city.
Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and Three Percenters militia groups begin gathering in the city early, some of them wearing body armor and helmets. Meanwhile, black-clad and helmet and mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters were also in a separate rally group in the streets. Police Lieutenant Tina Jones explains.
Officers have made at least three arrests related to today's demonstrations. Over the course of the morning, several hundred demonstrators gathered in or attempted to move toward Waterfront Park and make contact with each other.
More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, are in the city hoping to keep the peace over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What is the latest in Portland, Oregon, where the so-called Proud Boys and Antifa are gathered for what may end up being a fracas? So far, however, apparently violence has been at a minimum, if not not happening at all, as long as you don't count the police.
Right.
Because apparently the police have made 13 arrests so far. We've just been trying to shake out exactly what the difference is between a Proud Boy and a Patriot prayer.
It seems to be Patriot Prayer, at least, and going to the SPLC, they don't even name Patriot Prayer as one of their hate groups, and that's unusual.
Okay.
I thought the SPLC named everyone who voted for Donald Trump as a hate person, at least. Hmm. But a lot of these clashes occur at events that Patriot Prayer puts on, and they are frequently attended by some far-right groups, and that includes the Proud Boys and stuff like that. And Antifa is always there to counter-protest, and I don't know, you know, who threw the first who throws the first fist. I guess that's the
big question here.
The game of chicken in Portland.
So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And as far as investing, gold has definitely been on the move recently, and it's historically known to be the most secure investment. McAlvaney ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. Get it online at icagoldsilver.com. McIlvany ICA is also offering a free portfolio review. They're America's foremost precious metals advisors and have been since 1972. ICA pioneered and pioneered practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. They have been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. They've also helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556. That's 800-525-9556. Or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com. icagoldsilver.com. So we're talking about the situation in Portland. Once again, these two groups, at least two groups, maybe there are several, you know, subgroups within both sides. We've already learned that there's the Proud Boys and Patriot Prayer. Apparently, Patriot Prayer has held events, and this may be a Patriot Prayer event that's being held today.
Yes.
And they sometimes attract, or maybe always attract, Proud Boys to attend the events. Now, of course, whenever you put a public event on, you can't control who shows up. You have no idea. Maybe it's going to be a group of angry, violent, armed haters. Maybe it's going to be a group of people who kind of agree with you on some things, but not on a bunch of other things. But they, you know, wanted to come out to your event anyway, just to see what was going to happen. Or maybe in the hopes of getting into a fight with the violent, angry haters who will show up. So, you know, that's one of the problems with public property is anybody can be there. And it gets really difficult to discern sometimes who is with who and who's on whose side.
Well, and it allows politicians to interject themselves into it based on their beliefs.
Exactly, and politicians will do that a lot.
And, you know, and Portland seems to have kind of, you have the city government that's been pretty supportive, I should say, not supportive of the right protests, but also trying not to appear too pro-Antifa. And you have the police, which seem to be more supportive of the right.
You think the police are more supportive of the right? That's, in Portland?
That has been the allegation a couple times by Antifa and by others.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they haven't... Because
I know that Cantwell believes the opposite's true, at least in Charlottesville.
Right. The right just hasn't really been the ones who have initiated violence in Portland. They've been pretty much, we're going to hold a protest, and I'm just looking at the news from today. You know, they held their rally, and I guess around noon... The Proud Boys notified the Portland cops that they'd like to go now, so could you please clear away so we don't encounter any violence, and they left.
So that's it? The rally's over?
That rally.
Okay.
I don't know what's gone on since then, but, you know, that's the type of thing, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And Trump tweeted today that he was watching this very closely, like he tweets about everything, and he's looking at Antifa, whether Antifa should be named as a terrorist organization.
According to the story at thedailybeast.com, Proud Boys are declaring their rally a success, citing Donald Trump's tweets as evidence. Hundreds of far-right protesters swarmed downtown Portland today, with many of them looking as if they were ready to do battle against the anti-fascist demonstrators who'd gathered to confront them. But the potentially dangerous and volatile situation the city's mayor had warned of seems to have fizzled out rather quickly after the Proud Boys and other far-right groups behind the protest reportedly asked police to help them leave the area. Their quick exit from the long-awaited standoff against anti-fascist groups came just a few hours after President Trump signaled he was watching, which was apparently all many on the far right wanted anyway. Proud Boys protest organizer Joe Biggs told the Oregonian, quote, "Go look at President Trump's Twitter," when asked what message the group wanted to convey. Quote, "He talked about Portland. He said he's watching Antifa. That's all we wanted. We wanted national attention, and we got it. Mission success." That was it, huh?
Yeah, that's it. And I don't know. More stuff is possible, but it seems like it was a non-event. like the politicians were so worried about the what the left and the right are going to do, and we're going to freak everybody out and get everybody looking, and they it looks like they just said, yeah, we're going home.
Well, I'm glad to hear that they're, you know, that it was a non-event. I mean, I don't relish seeing people being beaten over their beliefs in the streets, which is why all of this so it just seems so silly to me, especially if your point was to just get national attention. You know, normally when you go, I mean, I don't know what these people do normally, but normally, you know, as an activist or somebody who's going out into the streets to do some sort of form of protest or speech or whatever, national attention is a nice thing to get, but that's not what, you know, you should hope for, or that at least that's not what you should expect out of something like that, or make that, you know, your main goal. To me, the goal is to reach out to the people who are there, the people who are in the streets.
Right.
Now, you can obviously, you know, you can promote what you're doing. You can put photographs and videos and, you know, you can do interviews and try to get as much attention. Because it is obviously about getting attention for usually some sort of purpose.
Right.
Usually
your
there's
cause.
Some kind of a goal. You want people to know about an issue. You want to raise awareness. So, like we talked about the other night, there was the situation with the truck that almost ran into, or did literally kind of run into, some protesters that were outside of a detention facility. This was, I think, Friday night, so you guys weren't on the show.
Right.
But it was in Rhode Island. There was a black truck driven by one of the guards of the facility that just decided he was going to go right through a line of protesters. Now, he didn't go fast, but he did kind of rev up his engine and move and lurch forward at one point. And luckily, nobody got run underneath the truck in that case. But those protesters were there for a purpose. They were there not to get national attention necessarily, but to draw anyone's attention to what was going on at that particular location.
Exactly. They wanted to give out their message of what's going on.
Right. So I'm still not clear exactly, you know, was there a message today? Was this a free speech event? If so, what was the speech that they were supporting? What was it that they were saying? Did they have a speech where they said, we want Trump to acknowledge us?
Yeah.
Is that what this was all about?
Kind of unclear.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Okay, Trump acknowledged you. What's your next step?
Oh, get rid of Antifa.
Well, I say get rid of all of these people. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Riley.
And Chris.
So we're talking about what's going on out in Portland, or what went on out in Portland. I don't know how many people are still there. I got the feeling that, you know, this was going to go on into the evening, but perhaps not. We just found out that the Proud Boys and or Patriot Prayer, it's still not clear, you know, which group it was, or if it was both, or whatever.
Right.
They had their event. They got a tweet from Donald Trump and called it a day, and are acting as though they've succeeded. That they, oh wait, we got our national attention. And that's actually what the quote is here from the media that I pulled up. This is The Daily Beast at thedailybeast.com. This is the organizer of the Proud Boys, so not Patriot Prayer. Joe Biggs said, quote, he talked about Portland. He said he's watching Antifa. That's all we wanted. We wanted national attention. We got it. Mission success. All right, well, I guess shut down the organization. I'm not sure what the point was. So I did pull up this Proud Boys website, and Chris, you had said earlier that that you thought they were like a pro-white group, but it says here all races.
Well, that's good.
So, and they say it says gay or straight. It says all religions.
Okay.
They say to join Proud Boys, you must be a man, and you must love the West.
Whatever that
means. Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Western civilization.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this include Mexico?
Yeah.
Does that include Canada?
I would think so.
I would think so.
What about South America? Is that the West?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's always some place.
But the Orient, no. That's bad, right? According to the press. Are the Proud Boys saying you can't love the East?
I think it's just Western culture, the idea of Western culture versus other cultures.
What does that mean?
You know, Muslims are probably not considered part of Western culture.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. If you want to weigh in here, like, what do these people believe? We're trying to figure it out. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're actually going to go into prison here, where Bradley is calling from the Parnell, correct? I think that's what it's called, Parnell Corrections in, what is that, Maine or Michigan? Excuse me, Michigan. Bradley, are you with us?
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Oh, man.
So I just ran out of money on the phone.
Sorry, dude.
I have a minute left. But today I wanted to talk about Prisoners for Liberty. I'm one of the founders. And basically we are, well, we're just trying to educate people about the ideas of liberty inside of prison. My name is Bradley Hunt. If anybody is interested in helping me out, my prison number is 355-731. I'll repeat that one more time. My name is Bradley Hunt, and my prison number is 355-731.
And that's the Parnell, Michigan prison. Yeah. I wish we had more time with you to talk about this.
Well, I'm calling next Saturday.
Okay. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Bradley from the Prisoners for Liberty group. He has been sending mail to the studio, so I am familiar with the group.
Gotcha.
It started there at Jackson, Michigan is where they're at.
That's cool.
Yeah, WKHM is actually our station out there, so that's how they're listening to the show. So if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, what is this group all about? They say that they are the world's greatest fraternal organization. Forget about the Lions Club or whatever the all Shriners. These other ones are. The Shriners and...
Do they have Masons?
But there you go.
Do they have little cars? This is how I judge
how great.
Fraternal...
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't have little cars, you're not great.
Yeah, that's the standard.
You're just, you know, some people with a website that show up at various events.
Oh, man. I don't know, Ian. I've just been looking at Portland protest, and this is just Twitter, just skimming down my feed. What I see is a violent group of people attacking a bus, and they all have masks on.
Now, these are the Antifas.
I can't find an example of the right-wing groups doing anything other than, you know, listening to a guy talk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are. If you got something you can point me to, I'd be happy to look at it. But it seems this is pretty much an Antifa show. And this is what makes me wonder. I mean, where are the pro-Antifa people? Where's a politician standing up going, you know what, I'm all behind what Antifa is doing?
Isn't the Portland mayor a lefty?
Yeah, but I don't hear pro-Antifa from anybody.
Hmm. Well, I mean, it's hard to... I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there's plenty of people out there who are against fascism. I'm against fascism.
I am, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't mean I'm in favor of the black-masked people who are, you know, causing destruction or starting fights or whatever it is that they're allegedly doing. Now, to be clear, Ford Fisher's Twitter update says he didn't see any violence today whatsoever out there, so... You know, maybe this attacking the school bus, I don't know what that was about.
No, I literally, I saw probably six different videos that may have been a couple of them, same thing from different angles, but they're showing violence, and that may have been all that went on, and I just don't know. You know, people love to look at any right-wing group and say, you are pro-Trump, you are therefore a Nazi, and it... The Antifa groups always seem to get kind of a pass.
The news media definitely doesn't seem to be opposed to Antifa.
Yeah.
They seem to write relatively positively towards them in a lot of cases. But honestly, I don't know what they believe either. I mean, because I'm not clear that, at least from what we've read so far about the Proud Boys and or Patriot Prayer, that they are necessarily fascists.
Right.
So is Antifa really anti-fascist, or are they just anti-right wing?
It appears that they're just anti-right wing right now.
I think so, too, and I'm not really sure they understand what fascism is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you have lots of examples in history of left-wingers being very fascist.
American, and you define fascism.
Yeah. They need to define that.
Can you define it?
Can I define that? Classical fascism would be sort of a... It's a political philosophy where the state doesn't own the means of production, but the state works very closely with business to ensure that that it gets everything it needs. Now, it limits liberty. The best example you can look at is Mussolini's Italy, and that was not by any stretch a free country, but things got done. And I think that's what a lot of the left is probably scared of. Well, things might get done. And the right, you know, will turn to the alt-right, will turn to them and go, well, that does really work. Me, I'm sitting here in the middle going, you're wrong. You can't have government running anything because it does fall apart. It's central planning.
Right. Governments don't run things well. They run things terribly.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, having government regulate the marketplace is basically what we have today. I mean, right. Government tying in with government, which is corporations, by the way. They're all municipal corporations and other sure. forms of corporations. Tying in with these mega corporations. I mean, couldn't it be argued that we're living in a fascist state right now?
You can argue we're living in lots of things except for a free country.
Right, right.
Yeah. But yeah, there are certainly aspects of fascism which are alive and well.
Did fascist, the class, I got to admit, I've not studied, I'm not a student of history. Did they have welfare programs too? Kind of like this country has, you know, sort of fascism with corporatism, but also a bunch of socialist kind of welfare programs?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at, because it wasn't really around that long. It sprung up right before World War II. And it lasted, I think, into the early 70s. Hmm. I wasn't paying much attention to Italy then, but it would be an interesting question to, it's an interesting subject to dig into. And I just, you know, the idea that even if industries are guided by or directed by government, that's still central planning. You know, fascism is, to me, a light form of, or a moderate form of socialism. It's, there's no difference. I mean, you still got a, you still have a central body directing things, and that's not going to work. And it didn't. Otherwise, we'd still have strong fascist states, and we don't, unless you listen to Antifa, and this is one. I don't think fascism is the defining characteristic of where we are now.
Hmm. What is?
I think just it's an oligarchy.
Just statism, basically.
Absolutely,
oh, yes.
Statism.
Yeah, we have a country that is, regardless of what different components call themselves, they are directed by the extremely wealthy. You don't have elected officials here. You have directed officials. And that, to me, really is what defines us.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, the police state is coming down on Greyhound riders in Miami. Oh. They are being told to show their papers at South Florida bus terminals. Is that fascist or socialist or just straight-up statist?
Statist.
Authoritarian.
It's authoritarian, for
855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.